Welcome to Talent Takeover
Unfiltered.
When it comes to working hard and keeping it real, we know our shit. Self-care, happiness, inner peace, and time. I'm Brianna Rooney, and this is Taylor Bradley.
Hey, y'all.
And we have thrived in chaos and turned it into an art form. So, Taylor, what are we doing here today?
We're here to give you a raw, under-the-hood view of all things recruiting and finally give credit where credit is due to a long underrated industry that's full of quote-unquote experts.
All right. Well, then let's take this show to the road.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another amazing episode of Talent Takeover Unfiltered. So we are coming to you with a very special guest, Cody Horton. Hello. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hey there. I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here. This is going to be fun.
Oh, don't we know it? Because we also have Taylor Bradley here. Taylor, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Excited to have Cody with us.
Nice. Okay. So what are we talking about? Here we go. We're going to bring something that hopefully no one has done before because I had never heard of it. So I'm like, Cody, we have to talk about this. First of all, our obsession with ChatGPT. If you are not yet obsessed, please become obsessed. You can use it like for so many things. But Cody has actually used it to be his therapist. Please talk us through that. First of all, how it started, just a little bit. And we're just going to dig because we have so many questions.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I've been known as that person that's always embracing that cutting edge technology before it's ready for prime time. You know, but I can but I can promise that I always find a use case for it that really can empower me to change lives and empower other people to change their lives. I took ChatGPT and decided, I'm going to take this out into what I call my intentional focus lab, which is just a garage with a whiteboard, and I started asking all kinds of questions like development. How do I personally grow? How do I do these things? And started a full conversation with just about everything. I know we won't have time to do that now, but when I started doing a little bit of research, I also found out I'm not the only one. When you look at the medical industry and mental health and all those things, they're starting to integrate things like ChatGPT and other generative AI and AI platforms. And I've just been using it. It's a safe place for you to ask questions. It's a great place for you to model scenarios and do all the things that you just wouldn't feel comfortable with if you were talking to other people and kind of putting yourself out there. So it's really been a game changer for me being able to just practice in a safe place before I actually have to go do anything.
Go ahead, Brianna.
I know we have so much. I think initially psychological safety, you know, in DEI, we talk about that a lot. In organizations, we talk about it a lot. But it's easier said than actually done, or actually I should say felt. You know, like you try to say, hey, you can tell me anything. You know, like Taylor and I, we just got together, which was great in person. And, you know, we're just shooting shit. And there's not a lot of people you can generally say anything and everything that comes out of your mouth. But obviously with ChatGPT, you absolutely can. And you can ask those really hard questions where I'm like, is this a dumb question? Like, how many times have you thought about like wanting to raise your hand at like even in like a meeting and be like, what's that acronym? What are we talking about again? You know, and it takes courage to do that. So I dig that.
Yeah. No, go ahead, Taylor.
I was just going to say, what's the frequency in which you use this? I'm really curious to hear your methodology of like, what is your daily process when using this?
Yeah, I use some generative AI every day, multiple hours a day. I literally don't do much of anything without going and bouncing it off of what I call my thought buddy or my therapist, right? I bounce all kinds of ideas off of ChatGPT. So I use it every day, multiple hours a day for a whole lot of different things. I mean, one of the things I did when I was getting ready for this is I took a picture of my office to say, hey, act like an interior decorator and a podcast expert and tell me how I need to rearrange this room so that it's going to be better for the cameras. And it literally, I uploaded the picture. It gave me advice on the room and what I should do without rearranging the entire room. And so it's things like that that you wouldn't even think about. Or, hey, I've got a difficult conversation that I'm going to go have with this person. You can give ChatGPT the context of the person, right? You can customize and say, here's the persona that I'm going to be dealing with, and the personality traits, how they've responded, examples of what they've said in the past and how they said it, and, you know, how should I approach this person to make this conversation come out as a win-win for everyone? I mean, it's that kind of thing that I'm doing, right? And it's just one of those things where I think anybody can do it, right?
Yeah. Did you just start doing this one day, or did you hear of somebody else doing this? Because I've never heard of it. I'm making notes as you're saying this because I'm like, I got to go try this out. I've used ChatGPT, but never in the ways of what you described. And so when you're talking about, you know, the interior design, I'm writing that. That's super cool. I actually didn't even know ChatGPT could function in some of those ways. So I'd love to hear more examples of how you use it. And then also, you know, how you think TA professionals could use it best, or just anybody in general with it being your therapist.
Well, I am super curious. I'm always trying to learn and understand things. This, when I discovered that ChatGPT and other generative AI platforms could actually help me learn about subjects that I didn't even think about. I'll take an example. There's a quantum computing. I actually asked it to explain it to me, and it did it in a way that I could understand. And I'm just really curious and raise my hand a lot. Now I can raise my hand and the teacher not look the other, you know,
roll your eyes.
And you're the kid always got their hand up. The teacher doesn't turn its head on me. And the other thing is ChatGPT doesn't judge me for a stupid question. Like, there's no stupid question. And so the way I started doing it is I started thinking about, what are the things in my life that I need to do every day that I need to talk to different people about, or I need to work with different people on, or I need to learn. And it allowed me to just say, what if I put this in ChatGPT? I'm that kid that you said, don't push the red button. Well, now you got my attention. So
I touched the hot plates. You know, they put your steak in front of you. This is really hot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And so
that is what
I've done.
So mental health wise, because I think that this is something that's going to help absolutely everyone, regardless of who listens to this. How have you going about that? Because I'm also thinking, wow, a free therapist. There we go, right? You know, let's let it rip. So how are you using it with that? And like, do you have like a cadence that you go, or just whenever you're feeling something?
Yeah, it's a cadence that I go. So what I do every day is I'm always working on my mindset, right? How do I become more mindful and intentional about taking steps? And your fear kicks in, or your ego or insecurity or whatever it is. And so I put those definitions in, but I also told ChatGPT to take on the persona of a mental health professional. And I gave it a few bullets, but it's smart enough to know what that job is. And so I want it to be qualified.
Sure.
Then I start the conversation. Hey, I'm feeling some anxiety around this. I'm feeling triggered by this. And I give it that information, and it's amazing that it gives me responses that many mental health professionals would give. Now, you can't take the person out. I'm not saying
Sure. We're
not going to have mental health professionals, but I got motivated to do research. I'm like, is anybody doing it this way? I did searches on YouTube, and I used ChatGPT and some other tools to find what are they saying about generative AI in the mental health space. And therapists are starting to use ChatGPT. And they're embracing, many are embracing. You can't take the human emotion and the human empathy out, but
yeah,
you can encourage ChatGPT to be more empathetic. Or you could say, hey, I want you to give me a straight, cushioned response so that I can know how to take, because I don't take nuance very well. I'm like, clear and unambiguous in my communication. So if I'm giving feedback, it's not always the softest, but it's clear. And ChatGPT has helped me word things in a different way than I might otherwise word them, to be quick and get to be brief, right, and get to it. Doing the research on YouTube, I found so many videos where they're talking about mental health and healthcare and how they're using ChatGPT and generative AI to help those professionals in their profession. It's not there like a clinical person would be yet. I think someone described it in one of the videos as it's about a fourth year clinical professional from an education perspective.
Mm-hmm. Love that. So I mean, I'm thinking like one, an individual can't be there for you 24/7. And so I still feel like, yeah, I'm going to want to talk to my coach, or I'm going to want to talk to my therapist, because it's the human, the vibe, the body language, like you said, and it kind of like you, and then also reading kind of gets a little tiring too, right? But what I really like about you writing it down is it's also therapeutic, because I know journaling is so therapeutic. I love it. It's like you're getting it out, even especially when you're upset, like you want to vent or you have something to say. It's like, you know, type it out really quickly. So it's really cool to kind of, I guess, have that soften you in the moment or direct you in the moment where it's like, what are you going to do? Pick up your phone and call your therapist or coach? Like, and you know, like, what, it's not an emergency, maybe, you know? So it's nice to have that additional support, but then also the track record of it. Because, you know, for the listeners here, they've heard us talk a lot about our growth and success journals. You know, super important. So it's kind of like the same kind of process. And also you're teaching this bot who you are, you know, inside out. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And what I'm into journaling as well. And it gives me the ability to get my thoughts down. What I like the most is if I ask a question, if I have a challenging question, it gives me advice. I don't agree with it. I have a challenging question and I challenge the response. It doesn't take it personally. There's no emotion to take it personally. So I can tell it to take it personally and respond like an angry person, but it doesn't take it personally. And so, and it doesn't criticize. So that's the one thing that's, you know, it's just kind of weird saying that about a technology, right? But it's a help, not a hindrance.
Yeah. No, and I was even thinking about, like, if you're having to have a difficult conversation, whether personally or professionally, what you just said, Cody, you know, you could prompt it to respond and how somebody would if they're angry, how somebody would if they're sad. I think that's, like, just going to help you, and again, personal, professional, to have difficult conversations for new managers. And I'm just thinking, you know, obviously this is horrible. Nobody wants to talk about it, but it's real life. You know, when they're having to have those first time layoff conversations or first time hiring somebody, you know, when I had to do those initially, my first time, the ChatGPTs of the world didn't exist. So to have something like that, that could kind of help you anticipate what sort of responses you could get and how to navigate those. And it's genius the way you're using it. I'm like, as long as it's been around, which I know it hasn't been that long, but I have not heard of anybody using it as a therapist and for these types of things, more conversational, like, how should I approach this versus what should this outreach message be? Or to this candidate? Or what should I do with an intake call with a hiring manager? You're actually having conversations with it, which is fascinating.
Yeah, Taylor, you know, what's really interesting and to take it to a different level of how I use it. So I create all these frameworks for my personal use, right? There's always a framework. I have one called Fashible, and it stands for fear, ego, shame, history, insecurity, and lived experience, belief system and lived experience. I wrote out the general definitions of what each one of those was, put it into ChatGPT and said, give me more insight on these topics and write affirmations for this. And then I use the Fashible framework when I'm feeling triggered by something. Oh, wow, I don't want to take the next step. And it says, well, maybe you're having fear based on your Fashible model. And it's insane. Now, nobody in my house wants to hear about this, right?
Oh, no, keep it going.
You know, my intentional focus lab is in the garage. So the big whiteboard, my wife has to drive into the garage in her car, and she has to get from her car to the house without me trying to share some amazing stuff about ChatGPT.
Okay, I have to know, what's your ChatGPT's name? It has to have a name.
I haven't named it yet. That's what what I have done is I've taken and I've created what I call General AI Advisory Council, GAIAC. And ChatGPT, Copilot, one called You.com, and Gemini, which used to be Bard. And I run scenarios by all of them to get their input. And I'll tell one, hey, ChatGPT created this response. What is your response to that response? And it really gives me that information. So I've kind of geeked out on this. I told you I'm a little bit of a techie, and a little bit of a geek. And so, but what you can count on from me is I'm going to take that innovative technology and I want to take it to a level that empowers people to change their lives or empowers people to change their business. And a lot of that starts with mentally where we are from a psychological perspective, which is why I hope the listeners will get maybe one thing out of this conversation that they can go and help them take the next step on.
Yeah. We're going to have to do the, what is it?
Fashibel.
Okay. We're going to for sure blast that everywhere. Like that's like, I was going to try to ferociously write it down. I'm like, no, I'm going to re-listen to this and we're going to.
I got an article on it on LinkedIn. I've got an article about it and it kind of lays it all out. And so it's definitely one of those things that it's so powerful.
We're going to share that with the podcast. Yeah.
You cannot, Cody, have a made up acronym called Fashibel and your ChatGPT bot not have a name.
Yeah. I know. I'm upset for it. I'm upset. After this.
I'm going to need your help on that. If people want to put comments on what the name I'll do that because I'm more of a critic than creator, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. You heard it here. Put some comments. What should Cody call his ChatGPT therapist? Or, hey, does anyone call their ChatGPT something?
I don't know. All right.
I'm going to really start thinking about this. Yeah, you could.
And the other platforms that you use where you're like, hey, ChatGPT said this, does it ever, like, based on getting to know you, and maybe this is not your personality and how you speak to it, but it's probably what it would say to me is like, ChatGPT doesn't know shit. This is what it is, and give you a different answer. Does it ever tell you, like, don't listen to ChatGPT?
That would be hilarious if it did. Probably the only reason it doesn't do that is because of litigation. People don't want to have it sued for liable, right? So they're probably moderating the answer that could potentially come out. But I could probably, that's a good test for me, is to feed it the context that says, here's your role, here's your perspective on ChatGPT, and then feed it a response and see what I get out of that. So that's a great idea.
I feel like only Alexa is sassy enough to respond like that.
Alexa's got a chip on her shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, pun intended. I like it. Oh, my God. Okay. So I hate to go too far into the TA space, even though this is what technically our podcast is about, Talent Takeover Unfiltered. But how have you started to use it, in your own job? Because you are, a TA professional for many years.
Yeah. The way I use it in the job is that it's really a thought partner. I use it to share content. I use it to help me figure out how can I go and expand my pool of talent to be more inclusive and to get a more diverse group into the pool. In fact, I just wrote a custom GPT, and I call that one has a name. It's Cody's Strategic Sourcing GPT, and it will walk you through an entire intake, spit out Boolean search strings, give you a table that compares candidate profiles. If you upload a profile, it'll tell you whether they meet it or not, and then it'll export the sourcing strategy that it creates for you into a Word document or into PowerPoint. And so I can use it in that way. And then I use it every day to think about messaging and content and all those things. And then to just test my messaging to see what's going to resonate.
Mm-hmm. I love asking ChatGPT how does like if I'm doing let's say biz dev, for example, I'm like, hey, how does this sound? Like, is it salesy enough? Would you buy this? It's the stuff like that. And I love how it like sums it up. And it is funny because sometimes I'm like, no, it's better than that. And you're like kind of arguing with it, right? And you're like, okay, fine. But you can really, get to the nitty gritty of it. Hey, you know what? I need this to be like 500 characters because right now my ChatGPT is a little wordy. So So it's almost like they must really know me. Okay, no, let's cut the crap.
Yeah.
Get smaller. I love it. I mean, like, I use it for sequencing, you know, like, because I think we can get in our own head. Well, we get in our own head all the time about messaging, right? How am I going to appear? How I don't want to repeat myself. I want to sound smart. I want to, you know, sound direct, though. Like, there's all these different tonalities we're looking for. And so what's great is I have one message, maybe even a little bit longer than normal, and just be like, hey, I love this message. I've looked at it. You've helped me with it. Now make a 7-step sequence from this one message. And it's amazing. And, you know, and of course, the power of the human brain is really cool, because then, yeah, you know, you kind of switch and do things because, you know, it's better practice. But again, it's learning. And then you can just say, hey, remember how we wrote this, you know, 2 days ago? Now do this again, but in this other manner. And it's kind of it's like the memory on it. It's like, I want ChatGPT's memory.
It's powerful, isn't it? Well, I watched you in preparation to talk with you. I watched you and Taylor do an amazing discussion, right? I'm like, I'm not as real as they are. They got it going, right? And so I just watched your discussions from the first one and seen you talking about generative AI. And so, Taylor, I'm really curious, you know, and Brianna, what got you using generative AI? Because you may be geeks, but it doesn't appear that you're geeky as that.
Yeah. Well, to answer honestly, Brianna's what got me using ChatGPT initially. So whenever we worked together, it was just something, it was just kind of coming about, becoming the big thing. And we were doing biz dev. And she knows that I just don't love to write things. It's something that I can do it, and usually that the result is good, but it would take me like all day to put something together or an article or anything like that. And so she was like, start using ChatGPT. It was a little weird at first. It was like something that was like, I don't know. But I'm doing Google research and all these other steps to try to just accomplish the same thing, and ultimately gave me a better result than that I was a believer. So it was actually Brianna that got me using it. And it's just something that I've adopted, although not personally in the way in which you have, Cody. And I think that's really fast. I didn't even know you could. And I think that that's like very, very fascinating. It's something that I'm going to explore immediately once we get off this call.
I can't wait to see your thread.
Yeah, no, that's going to be
interesting. You got to screenshot that thread.
I will for sure. But it was Brianna. And I think if anybody from a business perspective, if you're not using it, I think you're doing yourself a disservice, because it definitely makes your life easier. Even if you just have to send a candidate an email and or reject it. I mean, it could be something really simple that you're like, I've done this a million times, but I just don't want to think about it. It's end of the day, whatever. I think it makes your life so much easier. But Brian, I don't know how you got into it.
Actually, Kate, who does the branding and marketing, I'm going to give her a shout out. She's listening right now, of course. She is the one who she's always been one to take courses. She's always doing Udemy courses and stuff like that. She's really like, yeah, she is a proud generalist. She'll shoot that one from the rooftop. And so she's like, I think this is a new thing. I think you got to start using it. And, you know, I think, you know, I've been in tech recruiting for so long, I'm used to pivoting and using new stuff a lot. But I think at that moment in my career, I was kind of like, man, I have so much that I'm using, like not now. And she honestly just kept pestering me about it. I was like, all right. She's like, I can't remember what use case she made me do it for, but she made me do it. And oh my God, I thanked her probably just last week again. I'm like, I probably use it at this point 40% of my day. Like, I use it that often. And I don't know if I've told a story on the podcast, but I'll tell it again for shits and giggles. My parents were like, what is this? What is this? And my stepdad has been a business owner for 30 years. They also own an ice cream shop, toy store, and all these things. And so I'm like, okay. So I was trying to like think what use case could I like show to them that would matter? Because he was like, why wouldn't I just Google something? Mm-hmm. So I separated them and I said, okay, Blake, tell me, I had my computer in front of me, tell me what you love about my mom. He was like, okay. So I start just typing it out and we're going through. I said, okay, great. So I told my mom, come back in the room. Blake, here's the computer, read verbatim. And I didn't let him read it first. I said, read verbatim what is on this computer. And it was a love letter to my mom. And she had no idea what happened. It's giving me the chills. He read it verbatim. She tears up. And she was like, she hits him. That's her love language. She's hitting him. She goes, what is that? Why aren't you doing this? And so I ended up telling him, I'm like, well, that was ChatGPT. And they were like, and that's cheating. Like, you can't write the cards. I'm like, no. This is his words. It's just in a form that I taught it to do. And so then, of course, you know, Blake's like, well, do me. So, you know, I had my mom write the love letter too. But they loved it, sent it to them. And then, of course, showed them, obviously, how we can market it and stuff, you know, and for their business and whatnot. But yeah, they were just blown away. And it's like, it actually can give feelings because it's coming from you. It's just in a way that you're not really sure how to get it out. And I think that's what's really cool. And I'm actually even teaching my kids how to do it, which I know is controversial because you're like, well, you got to learn things first. You can't just do, you know, but if they have access to it, let's teach them how to do it in the right way. And I think going, Cody, to your point, on an emotional side, I think it's so therapeutic and so beautiful to have this and not to replace a human relationship, but to understand how you feel and how to say it it's the emotional intelligence of it. It's amazing.
I just got to give you the heart. I love that. I love that. That.
Where did you get that?
I love that.
By the way, you guys can see this on the Millionaire Recruiter YouTube. What Cody just did right now. If you're listening to it in the car, you're going to have to go on YouTube and see what it is. See what he just did.
That's an amazing story, and it really underscores how you convince, right? It's not even convincing someone to engage and use a tool like ChatGPT. It is you are showing the impact, and you're telling it what to do. It's still the worker bee. It's doing all that grunt work. You said Taylor said you'd have to go out and search the internet and do all this other work when it already has that information compiled, so why not take advantage of it in a professional setting? But even in that personal setting, you just shared an amazing story, Brianna, and that story, that's what changes people's lives, because now people can see themselves in the story. And I talk about this with my inclusive work, is if people can't see themselves in the story, they don't want to play. So you just help them see themselves in the story, and then they're all over it and owning it. And so that's a great story that you're sharing. And that goes back to why I use it to really be my advisor, to help me with mental issues, to help me with professional development. And it's a safe space for me to be in and do that. Doesn't mean I'm not going to talk and interact with people, because I'm an extrovert and I want to interact with people. But my wife said, I think you're liking this ChatGPT thing way too much because you don't even want to go anywhere. I'm like, yeah, because it's brief and it gives me exactly what I'm asking for, not some other opinion that I'm not looking for.
Once it starts cooking our meals.
I think we're coming up on time. Unfortunately, I know it flew by. But if you want to go ahead, Cody, and hit him with the Broke to Boss tip.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and I think I had this long list of stuff, right? But the one thing that I think is most critical is build relationships, because relationships reduce resistance. And always keep learning and put yourself out there just to take that next step and move forward. And sometimes the relationship, whether you build it with ChatGPT or actually real people, that relationship will come back later to benefit really everyone involved. So that's the biggest thing. It's all about relationships at the end of the day.
I love it. Cody, I do have one last question. I always do this at the end. I have one last question. Do you now feel more safe to ask questions like openly to other people because now you've been used to having hard conversations with ChatGPT?
Yeah. Well, I feel more capable of having those harder conversations because now I believe that I can vet the conversation. I can model the conversation before I have it. And I can say, how might this person respond to this statement that I'm making? And it'll give me advice on how to better phrase the conversation. And so I feel more safety. I feel like I'm more capable of doing it. And it's not like it's doing it for me. It's just helping me get out of my own head.
Taught you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Just because when you were giving your broke to boss tip, that I was like, oh my gosh, you must feel more safe. You have to. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. Thank you so much. So listeners, we've got a lot to share. Again, you're going to want to watch this also if you're just listening to it. But, you know, find Cody on LinkedIn. We're going to link everything there. You are amazing. Thank you so much. Taylor, of course, you're the best. See you next week.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Awesome.